In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Or 20-day fiance.
Hi. Do you want a home security system that will actually work in this day and age? Do you want something that is, well, first of all, not a complete danger to yourself or others around you, but simply to those that may wish to do you harm? And guess what? Maybe you don't want to purchase a gun in this day and age. Well, allow us to come through. Hear me out though. Allow us to come to your house for semi-lethal. I only say that because sometimes this shit could probably kill you. Home security system that we put in. What we will do is we will come to your home, and we are called Gray Security. We will set up a series of Home Alone style traps for people. And like, I'm talking fucking paint cans filled with fucking dimes and shit like that on a fucking steel wire. Things that, like, if that shit hit you in the right spot, like, that would fuck you up. But you don't have to live with the real guilt of, like, being the trigger puller or something like that. But, you know, people will think fucking twice before coming in because it's a fucking smoke show in here. Okay? Anyway, so that's with our smoke show, Kevin McAllister package. We can set up all kinds of booby traps that are made of non-gun and non-knife type things, but we do use broken glass and things like that, hot chemicals. And we will deck your house out for whenever you go on a long trip or just feeling you need that extra security. Thank you so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
Well, you know, where do I sign up?
Wherever you want.
My on enemies.
Yeah, just look up Gray Security. Look it up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're on TikTok.
Hello. Have you ever hired a security company and you thought, hey, wait a minute, I've seen this somewhere before, perhaps in a movie franchise? Maybe I'm looking for a different vibe. Mm. Well, welcome to Goldberg Securities. Mm. Why Goldberg isn't my last name? Nope. It's because it's a Rube Goldberg devised series of traps.
Wow.
For the people that will enter your house.
Okay.
We have had complaints. People say it takes too long for the marble to roll, and by that point, they have been robbed.
Right. Okay.
You know, but, like, we're experimenting, you know. Occasionally, we will use a tiny remote-controlled car, but apparently that's not fast enough, or the battery die. The point is, we're whimsical, motherfucker.
Right.
And that is actually our slogan. Goldberg Securities, we're whimsical, motherfucker. Thank you so much. I'm Miles Gray.
Well, thank you so much for having us on this podcast. It's called 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. Today, we're discussing the OG 90 Day, and we're talking the last two episodes. So we're talking season 10 episodes.
12 and 13. Yep. Boom. Wow, look at you. Okay, someone was doing some reps in the fucking off season.
Yeah.
So here we are. Season 10, episode 12, In Sickness and in Health. Rob and Sophie. We start off with them. Just rage out. I think we continue from the sex shop, like, weird thing of like, oh, you want to fuck somebody else? I see what's going on. But they moved past it pretty quickly in the car.
Yeah, it's probably because they realized it was annoying and that everyone wanted to actually see the mom footage because, like, that is gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if the Family Chantel got a fucking spinoff,
mm-hmm.
You're telling me no one would watch Sophie and her mom?
Right. Yeah.
I would set the Family Chantel on fire to watch these two people.
Wow. Well, Claire is in the fucking building. And we finally get to, because we love her, because, was it Rob? Rob the Knob? He's boring. He's got no
sorry,
job.
Sorry, he's Rob the Knob still. Sorry, Rob I stand the knob. By what I said.
He's got no sympathy. All right? I'm here. Dude, so, she gets there and immediately she's like, I will kill you if you hurt her. I will kill you.
Rob. I love her so much. And she's like, Sophie. You smell like flower blossoms.
I know.
Rob, I will literally tear your testicles off, throw them in a lift, and then light them with a fag.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Play footy with whatever is left.
Oh, yeah. You doing all right, love? Oh, you smell wonderful, like so beautiful. Rob, I will fucking stab your mums, yeah? Hear me. Like, I'll bad her up terribly. I will put her on the floor, Rob.
Love, I love that you have a ponytail on because I will tear. Sorry, I was taking a hit also. Rob, love. I'm going to scalp you, Rob.
Oh my God, dude. Claire, man. I like how it all of it suddenly turned. They were talking about what, like the flower bouquet toss. Is that when she was like, I'll knock your mom to the ground? And then she was like, oh, shit. He's like, okay, well, that was, like, aggressive. She's like, excuse me, Rob. I'm aggressive because I say you'll put your mom in intensive care because that would make me aggressive. It turned like this whole thing.
I do have thoughts, though, okay?
Yeah.
So, thought number one is he was not letting her live for even half a second, because she's like, oh, I'm excited to catch the bouquet. And he's yeah, you don't have to worry about all that. There's like nobody at the wedding. Okay. There's three people. So calm down. Okay.
Don't have
my mom. She was like, damn, I just was trying to live a dream. He's like, you can have that fucking bouquet. She's like, okay. I just was trying to make a joke. Like, I'll fight your mom for the bouquet. And he's
right.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to because you were straight up criminal. And my mom is a saint. I was like,
my mom is a 4'2" saint. Didn't he say she was like, how tall is my mom?
She's tiny. You could take her, okay?
She's I think on her birth certificate, she's described as a sprite. Okay?
Comma elfin.
Sprite, comma McDonald's, because she's magical and has healing powers. But yeah, so then the real fun part of this is when she comes for the home inspection, bruv. I want to see where you live, man. What's it like, bruv? I get it, yeah? You don't have a bathroom in your house, yeah? Oh, okay. See, I like how when she walked in to the house, she did the fucking, like, this smile that was so pained it looked like she had a mouthful of bird shit that she was trying to hide, and she's like, okay, this is, oh wow, so is it safe? So we heard gunshots 2 months ago, mom. Yeah, this is like people just like playing with their, you know, shit in their backyard. That makes it better.
Fact that he thought just like stray fun bullets are like the explanation to make her feel better about her daughter living there, I was like,
yeah, there's this dude who like lives 2 houses over. He just likes to shoot his gun in his backyard for fun, though. Like, I don't think the bullets have ever gotten into the house.
Like, not maliciously. They have accidentally killed people.
Yeah,
the time,
yeah. But, yeah, tragically.
You know,
Yeah, his dog recently. It's really bad. Really bad.
It's all love.
But it's all for fun, you know? So I wouldn't worry about that. That's not really danger. And then Claire just like just rips into him because she just can't stand like the place.
Oh, and also she's like, again, trying to like be excited about the wedding. She's like, sorry, I have to go back to this. Something borrowed, something blue. Is that what you do? I'm excited to do it. And he's like, yeah, that's like 80s shit. What are you doing?
Well, he's robbed, dude. Like,
literally, what are you doing?
I know. What is this? Because I don't even understand tactically what, even if you're trying to set yourself up or something or be strategic here with while you're bullshitting, like, you just come off as a sulk. What, that's all it is. He's a baby, so he just sulks. And so he'll just make sure, like, you're going to know, like, I hate it right now. Like, whatever. I don't know. Like, everything's from the 80s. Well, you like, whatever. Like, everybody's like, I'm fucking married. So, like, you'll just fucking get your own bouquet. Like, fucking doesn't matter. Fucking. And also, I think the other thing is, too, it's the stress of him knowing that he's about to show Claire where the fuck he lives.
And he knows
she's going to fucking rip his fucking head off. And she did. She's like, why haven't you sorted out before her arriving, Rob? What is this, man? This is fucking mental,
you had
bro.
2 years, Rob.
When she sees that, a real man would have like said, "We all right, babe, we need to start saving, yeah? We only go in Tesco's now. We can't go like eating out of Dishoom and shit like that anymore." That is what the fuck they're talking about. She's like, that's what a real man would do. And then he's like, I mean, it's true. This dude, when she's like, I told you to get a job, Rob. And you said, no, I'll get a job later. And then did I get late? He said, it's cool. And I would have late. And then you don't even like, have any job security, Rob. Like, dude, that's the bare minimum. For just not
yo,
even
yo,
like.
Yo, okay, okay. Okay, hold up.
Uh-huh.
I got us a place in Playa for a month.
Right. Okay.
So.
I think, no, 2 months, to be fair. 2 months.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Probably yeah. Think about that next time you poop outside.
Yeah.
In my outside toilet.
Oh, my God. He's just. Yeah. That's what they're doing. I can't. Whatever. So. He's just like, don't you can't lecture me, bro. Because you ain't been at the bottom of your maturity and inability to fucking grow up.
That's the, please finish him, please.
Finish him. Oh, come on, Rob. Bobby. Come on, Rob DeSantis. You gotta fucking do better than this.
How about when he is so upset that he's just telling Sophie's mom about what her life is like?
Right.
He's like, you don't know. You never experienced the hardship, stranger. I know zero facts about.
Right. Yeah. Fucking wild.
He was like, they don't know how to be at the bottom. They're at the bottom. They just make a phone call and they're back at the top.
I mean,
I don't think that the mom sounds fucking posh. I don't know her life, but it doesn't sound like she came up.
Well, we know that there's something about Sophie has money, access to money, but she doesn't take it because
yes,
they think someone's
like
racist.
I don't think coming from the mom.
From that side, yeah. Well,
I
either
think
way.
It's the dad, right?
Either way, like, don't try and bring like sort of this like class war shit into it. If like, Rob, you're failing on so many levels before it comes down to like what your like life story has been. Like just right now. Anyway, Rob, we'll see you in the next episode. As Dr. Dre said, let's move on to Gino and Jasmine. Nothing really much going on here. He's being a salsero, you know, and doing his little thing. Shaking his body.
He sure is.
Oh,
he's no Ed from England. You know what I'm saying?
No, dude. That fool, when he showed up, you're like, what the fuck? That was the dude from, was that someone that was with Darcy? Or who was that guy dating, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as we got to like know him a little bit, we were like, oh, he's put all of the time and energy that he could have put into being nice to women into learning how to dance salsa, and then it all made sense.
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, that's how that happened.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, poor Tom.
Tom.
Yeah.
Did I call him Ed?
Yeah, whatever. Ed
it's
from
the
England.
Same name to me, sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, they whatever. They have a good time. I like how immediately Jasmine again was like, should we send a video to Juanse? Should we let him know again how ballin' it is over here right now?
Yeah, you know what's gonna make him really happy? show him what he's missing out on and that his mom looks completely happy without him.
Oh, man. And then, like, then we have, like, there's one moment of seriousness between Gino and Jasmine, or the seriousness just to give something real to their narrative, where they talk about her son, JC, that has special needs. And then she's talking about how, like, if Gino and Jasmine were to have a child together, her worry that is, like, just overcomes her is that she was like, I just would wonder if they would also have special needs, and, like, that stresses me out, and it puts so much stress. And then they go back to, you know, you already, like, they tease the next episode, and, like, it's gonna be trash again. So
it was very curious, because when she was talking about her special needs child, the example of, like, how hard it was that she gave was that, like, people are mean when they go out, and she's like, well, like, my kid doesn't know, but I know.
Right.
And I'm like, it seems a very self-centered view of what's hard.
Yeah, right.
There's not like, oh, it's hard because the world doesn't accommodate for neurodivergent people, or it's hard because XYZ, but there's not really, I don't know. I found it.
She's like, it's so weird to, like, go out with him. It's sort of like what the distillation was.
That's how it sounded, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well,
also, she kept saying, like, ah, finally, we're the old Jasmine and Gino. I'm like, do you remember the
revenge porn?
That there's no old Jasmine and Gino that is good?
Yeah, there's only Zool, just so you know. There
it's
is no
only
Dana.
Ever been Zool, the thing is.
All right, well, we can move on now to Sam and Citra. We find out she's, like, the last thing, I think, when they were cooking or they were cleaning out his car, the paperwork thing comes up, and she's very sad, naturally, that this fool might go to jail, because he's like, you'll still be with me, right? Even if you completely waste your life away by dedicating yourself to me. And I was like, for me, I have a feeling that he won't be going on going to jail, because they're on TV, and I feel like there's clearly, or
because he's white.
Or, yeah, right. Or is it the thing because they started, like, nearly, like, halfway through the season, that maybe because they only have half a season because he goes to jail? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like the drama, or they could only, you know, stretch that thing out. Yeah. So anyway, there we have. She starts cooking for him. And
no
this
spicy,
is,
no life.
Yo, no spicy, no life. I was like, you know what?
That's
please
merge,
fucking
dude.
Tell him, you know, no spicy, no life. And I feel that she's cooking for him, and she's like, yeah, he's being a lying asshole. Guess what? I'm about to punish his asshole with this hot ass Indonesian food. I wonder, part of me is curious, like, because I know when I've had, like, spicy Thai food, this shit is no fucking, it's not a fucking game. So I'd imagine that's the same with Indonesian food. So I wonder if she's, like, being humane because she knows, like, you know, with his lack of melanin, that it may really do something to his little body. Or if she's saying, like, I hope your butthole is made of asbestos and is lined for
high
temperature.
She was saying, I'm punishing you. You acted a fool. Now you are going to eat.
Yeah.
And shit your punishment out.
Yeah. But wow. I mean, I'm down. So, I mean, I've had food so spicy that it went, like, it bypassed my, like, my intestines, and capsaicin was in my bladder. So
Jesus
I was
Christ.
Peeing spicy.
That is so fucked up.
That's a level of
spice. Did your
spice.
Dickhole hurt so bad?
It was crazy. I was like, I thought someone was wrong. Like, I was like, oh
did
my God,
did you try to,
bro,
like, put milk in it? What did you do?
No, I didn't try to put milk in it. I just pissed it out, and I was just very uncomfortable for, like, maybe 10 minutes afterwards.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of like, I wait a very long time before, like, headaches. Like, I don't usually take Advil or shit like that, because I was, you know, you grow up not taking shit, or your mom being like, you don't need no fucking Tylenol.
But if shit is too spicy, I immediately go for, like, milk or yogurt. Like, one time I touched my pussy after cutting jalapenos.
Oh.
It was not a game.
Yeah. You might as well be splashing that Activia on there.
Splashing? I just, like, I have to sit on this.
Yeah.
Activia. Like, cancel my appointments, I yelled to my imaginary 50 secretary. As I sat down on a fucking bucket of Faget.
Oh, man. But yeah, anyway, I don't usually eat spicy food to the point where I'm like, I need milk or whatever. Like, I fucking love hot ass food.
I like spicy food, but I don't like it if I can't taste it.
Yeah,
if it's so spicy, I can't taste the other flavors, then I'm like, that's too much. I don't have to prove anything to anybody, but...
Yeah, I get it.
I'm like,
get it.
Not dial it back until I can taste the other flavors.
So they visit
instead
his mom.
Instead of, like, the universe, you know?
Right.
Like, you've taken me out, like...
Right.
Too far.
So they go to see his mom, Dee Dee. And, you know...
I don't trust her. And
yo,
I never
he's like,
did.
Yo, so she's kind of volatile... So on the way there's like, yeah, I'm worried that like she might just turn up on her out of nowhere. And his grandmother is named, it looked like it was spelled Trebre.
Yeah.
But if she said Treba, I think is what she said, right? And this is
I
grandma
don't know.
Treba.
I've never heard that name before.
Yo, I thought it was what's up, smoking like, trees, bruh?
I just thought of like, what's his face from Fiddler on the Roof, Tevye. I was like, oh, is he related to Tevye? Is he? No? Okay.
Yeah, but also people are like, is that's Herbert backwards?
Is it?
Yeah.
Ew.
Could you imagine if she had the wild misogynist name where they're like,
to
yo,
a
you
a child?
Oh, Herbert, what are you naming your daughter? Trebre?
That's like Why? That George Foreman thing of naming all your kids George Foreman.
I know. Anyway, so they're all there. His grandmother seems very sweet. And immediately Dee Dee's on her shit. Are you having a Muslim ceremony for the wedding? Because, you know, she gets really opinionated on that. And then her like little to camera interview, she's like, well, you shouldn't have to change your beliefs for love. And maybe, you know, I hate to say it, you shouldn't marry into some families. And I'll just be blunt, witchcraft.
I'm sorry. I think you need to hear a little bit of a witch hoe.
Wow.
I'm a witch hoe.
Yeah. What a fucking
dare. You know what? We gotta cleanse these bad vibes. I'm sorry. This is
put it on.
Much.
Put it on for people at home.
Put on my pink quartz.
She's put on her
crown.
PQC, her pink quartz crown. And the healing vibes. I definitely are shooting through the room, shooting through the
screen
right now. Okay.
Good. I'm trying
and
to
shooting
concentrate
through your headphones.
Them.
Yeah. And you should be healed as well. For just $3.99. Okay. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. I'm sure she'll be a barrel of laughs. Shall I move on to Nikki and Justin?
Well, I just want to mention that she has been absent from Sam's life for 10 years. And she just recently popped up.
Yeah.
And I wonder if like she popped up just in time for the show to start getting filmed. The
oh
truth is
God.
Out there. I'm not saying.
I just don't.
I'm not saying anything. But
God,
so,
and you dragged Trebre out here.
Trebre,
yeah. I'm sorry.
But
what
Trebre is the favorite grandma. When the mom was asked if she's praying for another result after saying she was happy for Sam and Citra, she just looked like this. She was like,
"Yeah,
I don't know."
Yeah, shade.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She's like that side eye emoji. She's like,
mm-hmm.
She's a little over the shoulder.
Oh, let him know.
Like, oh my God, dude. Why are you so shady? Do you not think he's going to see this? Like, you don't understand how TV works, huh? Like, this is so stupid. And then if I was Citra, I would convert to witchcraft just to piss her off.
Right.
It's like the one thing that's like worse to her than being an Islam.
Yeah. If you're doing Islam, the only thing worse is witchcraft. Then...
I love how they're. For one, in the same category, but two.
I thought she was going to go there when she said, look, I'm going to be blunt. I was like, oh, whenever someone
I thought so too.
I
was like,
that?
We're about to find out who's behind 9/11 right now.
Yeah, for real. And
like,
watch, in
this
her
is
mind,
what I thought was going to happen.
She'll probably say the witches are responsible for 9/11.
She's going to say Citra and her family of witches.
All right, so Nikki and Justin. It's still the fuck friend fallout continued.
I'd love it if she served our God. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, we're not gonna lie if they served our God.
What a fucking weird thing to say.
It's just so
sorry,
like.
Sorry, I wrote it down because it tripped me out so hard.
Well, when you're like that hardcore about religion, and it's honestly like that the fucking final way to own someone is to be like, and bow to my God.
And Sam straight up was like, this bitch doesn't practice what she preaches, but she loves to preach.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a way for there's a way to have some kind of power construct you can.
I'm like, real quick, tell me where you were for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, it's quiet in here, huh?
Oh, you were
because it wasn't mothering.
You was in the trees, bruh.
Mothering, I'll tell you that.
You were in the trees, bruh. That's what you were doing. yeah. Anyway, fuck friend fallout. This fool is like, he's like, yeah. So anyway, what if we brought another woman into it and had threesomes?
Okay. He's already said so much devastating shit, but the fact that he's using a conduit pussy so he doesn't have to touch his trans fiance.
Oh my God.
That's a new level of offensive.
Yeah.
Like bro's already like been running, you know, fucking Cansylvania for like a while now.
Yeah. He's the conductor of the fucking train down there.
Yeah. And it's a lifetime gig, as you know. You like, you can, it's like the Supreme Court. You get appointed, you cannot.
And
leave.
It's a union job too. I don't know how, but like, in as much as I want to say like that, union must
strong,
suck.
But like,
it's a pretty strong union. Anyway, go on.
Just saying, conduit pussy is an insulting fucking concept,
right?
And you should never say like, this is one of my dreams. Right after. Your girl's so mad she leaves a winery. Bitches love wine. You know how mad she was to leave that winery?
Oh my God. Bitches love wineries.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Thanks, Frank Ocean. I kept saying that all the time when we were in Japan and annoying the fuck out of Her Majesty. I can like, these bitches want Nikes.
She's like, you have a child.
She's like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, why? Oh, and it was wild too because we walked by a sneaker store and unfortunately it's like, oh, those are kind of cool. Like, you like those?
Oh, no,
like,
no.
Oh no. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. They are just, it's so fucking bad. And like now it feels like
who answers the question of have you fucked other how many girls were there with maybe
two?
Two?
No fucking way, dickhead.
That's 12, my dog.
Yeah, no way.
No fucking way.
I would say that means at least 6. You know what I mean?
I guarantee you it is double digits.
Wow. Yeah, because he's probably stunting with his new chin and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, getting it in over there. Out, you know.
Yeah.
This height grade cartilage.
Thank you.
And then he whips out his calves, and then the implants moved all the way to the front. Ow. And she's like, ah!
You what the fuck?
You know, like it's migrated to the front of the leg.
Jesus, that's so fucking weird visuals. Feeling sounding. Anyway, so this is what I realized too. In the last recording, you were like asking about homeboy's mom? You watched a little bit of this episode, I think, huh? Is that what happened?
I watched a lot of this episode because whoever put up the YouTube version after my Discovery Plus
so whoever
working,
put up the YouTube version.
Yeah, like whoever did that for my benefit
right.
messed it up. No, they conflated, I think, 2 episodes. And
yeah. It happens. So, yeah, this is the part where you were talking about, like, she catches up with her mom. And she catches her mom up with what's going on. She's like, oh my God, no way. Meanwhile, Justin is like talking to his homie, Ivan, who has the worst advice ever in the universe. But he's like, I'm dealing with her masculine side. I don't know, you know, what to do. Then they get on the fuckboy philosophy train.
Someone's been running the offshoot of Ash's fucking seminars on women.
In Moldova. Yeah. And it's Ivan, who is saying, you know, women are naturally manipulative. You know what I mean? So what you must do is you must dominate her mind, her body, her reality for a total unadulterated dictory is what I like to call it. Not a victory, but a dictory. So I hope that... Thank you so much for coming to my TED Talk.
That's a dictory, Bone.
Dude, that's a dick boundary. Yeah.
Denise the Peace. That's the vibes it's giving. Fucking Magnolia Tom Cruise vibes.
Yeah. Holy shit. With the headset and everything.
100. And I think that it's curious that when Nicole talks to her mom for advice, her mom's like, you got to value yourself, like this dude is trash, right? And it's about like that. And the advice he gets from his completely like toxic masculinity, like poster boyfriend, Yvonne, is like, yo, you got to fuck up and break down who she is right. to become someone else.
Yeah.
Like the brand of advice doesn't really.
Do you know how you turn a Lego that looks that's in the shape of castles into a Lego that's a jet? You have to break the castle down into pieces and then rebuild from those pieces the jet that you want. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Women are Legos. You know what I mean? Like, they are plastic. They are rectangular or square. But a rectangle is also considered a square. They have holes. They have plastic hairs. Their arms. They got them weird shaped hands that look like C's. And that's what they
do. Everything's right about what you said.
Yeah, that's exact. Oh, thank you. You want me to describe a woman? She has very rigid plastic hair that you could pop off her head.
That's what I was going to say. Removable hair. That's the first
removable
trait.
Hair. She doesn't wear shoes. Her shoes are whatever color her pant legs are.
They're just like no knees.
One seamless thing. No knees. Can Zero only move knees. Her legs on a very rigid axis.
Check for knees. If she's got knees, that's not a woman.
Not a woman. Check for knees.
Check for knees and elbows.
This one's got this one's got, what do the hands look like? Fingers. That's not a woman. That's why they want to be fingered, because look at their hands. They ain't got fingers, buddy. Sir, what are you talking about? Anyway, give me $60 for this fucking seminar. All right, anything else?
And you realize that Ash is actually made of Legos that entire time.
He's just a lonely Lego man. That makes sense.
Oh, that tracks.
I don't want to give him any more sympathy. No. All right.
Gross.
Ashley Manuel?
Yes.
Not really much happens in this episode with them, but Ashley surprises Manuel with his best friend, Jonathan, from Ecuador, so they can hang out. And like, you know, she's like kind of saying, like, I think he's at that point, like he's been up here enough that he just wants like somebody from home or somebody who like speaks the same language to be able to just like kind of just chat and fucking vibe out or whatever. So they do that. They're hanging out. They talk about Manuel getting married and some other shit. I was just so high. And then I just wrote down consumer culture.
Dude, I wrote consumerism 101.
That's all I wrote. Beep. You know what I mean?
That's all. Synchronicity, boom, boom.
Anything? What else were they talking about? I was like, yo, I was fucking.
I mean, it was just like the classic argument of someone that grew up in not America, trying to explain, just trying to talk about the frustration of being with someone who grew up in America and being like, okay, I have 4 shirts and like that's enough. And his friend being like, yo, I used to be you, but now I have 20 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Think about that shit. He's like, but this seems wasteful. And he's like, I know, dude. It's like, this is how you be American. You just like buy shit you don't really need.
It's what we do. Also, bro, do you want this? I got this Stanley cup. I can sell you a couple of these, bro. These are fucking really dope. This is the magenta, the one that everybody was going wild for. I got a couple of those. So just let me know. They'll be like 280. You know what I mean? That's for the low. That's for the low. That's honestly for the low. And then they go to a coffee shop all together the next day, and they start talking about how, you know, this money shit and the support
that
he feels
money on you.
Support. Yeah.
Have a life, Bill. I deserve to spend the money on me because I made the money.
Yeah.
How else can you feel more supported by me? I fuck you all the time. I bought your phone, your clothes, your food. I pointed it out to you several times. So, like, how else can you feel more supported by me?
God. I just want to talk about the next episode with them.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, no big, but I thought that if he wasn't such an asshole about the way he communicated, then I'd be like, I'm so sympathetic to what you're saying. And it is incredibly hard to be like going out to eat or like consuming at the rate of an American when all you can think about is your family living.
Yeah.
The a totally different lifestyle.
It's called fucking survivor's guilt.
there's not. And the fact that like he protects himself by being like a dick, I'm like, this right. isn't going to serve you if you weren't a dick about all this other stuff. Then, well, like, she probably hear you about this, but you're such a fucking asshole that it's so hard.
Yeah, and I think it's just the survivor's guilt dimension of it. He's being really rigid and not being like, no, that's a fucking stupid. I ain't doing that, because he wants to at least try and represent that part of him without giving into the thing that he feels is inevitable and will feel guilty about, looking at how much, you know, this shit is. That's very, like, loaded. But yeah.
Yo, it struck home with me. It's like, it's hard to consume at the level, like, of, like, you know, in my marriage, for example, like, it was hard to consume at a level that I was like, I grew up in the Soviet Union and, like,
right.
I can't do that.
Right, right,
like,
right.
It feels weird and bad.
Yeah, this isn't kind of the thing. And then if I don't, like, I'm hearing people, like, flame me for this. Like, look at this motherfucker.
Like, the inner voice kicks in immediately. Yeah, it's okay, cool. So your mom sacrificed her life for you to throw out leftovers, Sophia?
Yeah, like, kinda.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then I throw out the leftovers, and then I live with the guilt. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, right. Exactly.
Damn.
Okay, then we get to Anna Lee and the Virgin Clayton. There's still fallout from his real interesting aggressive, weird humiliation show that he did at the restaurant. And, you know, he's really just showing off for his little RuneScape friend, Cameron, while he was there. And she's still angry. He just says what's on his mind. So, like, that's just kind of what I was saying. Like, and I'm like, that's not an excuse to act so fucking insensitive and rude and be offensive. And he just gives like a half-assed apology.
His apology is trash. And also he tries to kiss her with that mayo mouth. And I'm like, you nasty. Like, yeah. Don't.
Next.
Like, if you offend me and then try to give me mayo kisses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Nope.
That's it. That's three strikes.
She was like, well, hold on. You put mayo on that shit too? He's like, yeah.
But that's three strikes. That's gross.
The mayo is essential. Okay, now let's just eat this. Now lick the corners of my mouth. Then he goes to meet up with Cameron at a dance class.
Mayo Kisses would be like a really good name for like a punk band.
Yeah, Mayo Kisses, because it's like, it sounds like the most weird fucking
nasty
slang. Yeah, dude, they were doing Mayo Kisses full, and you're like,
it's like sludgy electro clash type punk.
Oh hell yeah, okay,
hell yeah, dog.
I'll get down. So they go to this dance class and he meets Cam there and he's like, oh, what's up, big boss? This is what fucking Clayton's saying. What's up, big boss? Please hug me again. It was kind of like the vibe when you saw
he doesn't know people. He doesn't know how to be people.
Oh shit, dude. He was really on that shit. And he looks really cool during the class. He's taking this, they're doing like a Peruvian dance class because he wants to, you know, do a little bit of flavor.
I love that
flavor.
She dragged him by saying, you dance like a tree, which is why he's in the class.
Oh,
not
shit.
Like a tree. Yeah. Oh my
yeah.
God.
You are fixed. And I guess you kind of just go like this. Like if the
I
wind
think
is
she
blowing.
Just meant you do nothing.
No, for sure. I'm saying the most you get is looking rooted to the ground, not being able to do shit. And then like after the class, Cameron's like, yeah, man, like, you know, like are here, like just with like all the not sex and shit like that. Like, have you thought about like,
are you
what's
okay,
your,
dude?
Like, you know, have you thought about like what, like your life would be like if you married her? Like if you're having these problems, she's like, oh, I don't know. She's down with closet mommy and that's all that matters.
I have to say, Cameron, you're bringing up legitimate questions to ask and points and stuff. But for the wrong reasons.
Right.
And actually, you should shut the fuck up because, like, your boy's lucky to have her.
Yeah.
But yeah. Instead, you're like, hey, dude, like, is she gonna, like, get you involved in something you don't want to get involved in? I'm like, a relationship with an adult where he might leave the house?
I'm just saying. Less
like,
RuneScape.
What? You don't know. Like, I know you are his friend, but that's also he sacrificed not going... He sacrificed going outside.
Yeah.
For how strong your friendship is. So maybe, like, let's find a balance.
Yeah.
Camarón. I love that that's his nickname.
Hey, privately. Okay, Shrimpy. We see you. Shrimp's tender. We know about you. And yeah, then they get back to the house and she's like, what were you guys doing earlier? He's like, we just walked along the beach, obviously, because they're keeping the dance class secret. And she was just like, oh, okay, well, I don't believe you. And then he, camera says bye, and he's grilling steaks or some shit for his fucking, I don't know, as a special dinner. I was really curious about what the seasoning situation was with there. I just saw a pad of butter, but I would like to believe that he would not serve something unseasoned to Anna Lee. And the whole thing, like, the episode ends with him wanting to bring up the fact that she has not really told anybody, especially her dad, that she's been in like this 2.5 year relationship at all. And when he presses her, she's like, oh, look, I just want to talk about it. Like I said, I'd do it when I'm ready to do it. And he's like, we're going to get fucking married. Like, what? When would
she's wrong for that? She's totally wrong. For
yeah,
that.
You can't do all that.
She's wrong for keeping him a secret. She's wrong for like now. Like, it doesn't even matter how well the meeting could possibly go. Like, even if it goes amazing, you've already made it weird.
Yeah, for real.
Like, it didn't have to be weird, and you made it really fucking weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And now for life, they're both are going to be so like, okay, but why did she hide him?
Right.
Why did she hide me?
Right.
Like, that's always going to be a thing you think about. Like, oh, I didn't meet her dad until, like, right before the marriage, and he didn't even know I existed. Like,
right, right, yeah. So, yeah, they we'll see what happens. She bolts because she's upset, and her basically saying she's her fear is that he's overprotective. And I'm like, that's not you gotta, there are certain things you just have to cross, you know, the bridge intellectually.
Yeah, also think about the fact that you would literally rather move to another country than tell your dad,
yeah, yeah,
that. Says something about y'all's relationship. And maybe if you need that much distance and you're that scared of talking to him.
Right.
Perhaps that is something to think about.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's that. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about episode 13 right after this. 20 Day Fiancé.
America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to your dome beast. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Put that directly on your forehead. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Beyonce. Thank you so much for having me. I am Beyonce. Apply directly to your head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. We're back. Season 10, episode 3, To Love and to Cherish. We picked...
Do you mean 13?
What did I say? 12?
3.
Oh, shit. See? So... oh, my God. I have to...
You already left.
I gotta go, y'all. I'm turning... I'm becoming more and more see-through, transparent, like a ghost. Rob and Sophie are our first couple in this episode that we're going to talk about. She thinks that he wasn't nice to his mom or her mom. Yeah.
First off, we can hear you.
We can hear you. It's really rude. Actually.
It's disrespectful, actually.
I can't believe that, like, you're so rude and like wanting to chat like that. Like... just really self-centered, you know? So, I mean, he tried to be nice at first, really, by just not saying anything at all. But again, him baby. So, him get very tired and him need to go to bed and him need to just go outside.
Him need bottle.
Him need bottle for sure. Him need
him
bottle.
Need bottle. Him need burp.
Yeah.
Because he was so hurt. And he had a lot of words for the camera. Could not say any of them to the two women inside.
Yeah.
Kept calling them they. And then he said to Sophie, we're not a team. It feels like we're not a team. You kept saying they.
Yeah.
Are you okay? He's not okay.
It's and them also, versus me. Yeah.
They got me in a corner. They're feeling good. What do you think they want?
He's just, this dude needs so much fucking therapy. Like,
be unhappy?
Honestly, this is where, like,
so much fucking therapy.
This is like, if BetterHelp had better marketing, they would just be like, yo, get this motherfucker therapy, and then have him be like, hey, it's me, Rob, that like really embarrassing piece of shit from 90 Day Fiance. Well, guess what? I've been like really doing a lot of hard work in therapy for the last 6 months, and I have a job like with a bathroom in there, and I have some of my anger issues sorted out. And thanks to BetterHealth.com. You know?
I think that would have been amazing. Then he goes on an apology tour.
I know. And then
he puts on apology glasses.
But then you find out he's a serial killer. And then you're like, yep, I saw
you
that.
You can never win. We saw it coming.
Yeah. God, you got it. Had another murder, but a cute one. So anyway, then she's like, all right, Claire, like, right, babes, I'm going to go have Sophie stay with me. Yeah. So like, peace out, bruv.
If you don't mind.
Yeah. If you don't mind.
I want Sophie to stay with me.
And he's like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm just going to fucking like scream at the moon with my dog. Like literally my dog, not like my friend. So we're going to
eat. I don't have any friends, obviously. I don't even have a bathroom inside.
In my heart. All right. Anything else before we talk about our favorite fuck fest?
I just want to say that Sophie's the most brattiest when she says stuff like, Rob's just jealous of my upbringing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
All right, Veruca. Come on now. All right, Wonka. How much are you going to go for your golden goose, Wonka? Hey, go on, God, that's me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Veruca, get whatever you want. That's what, whatever. Okay.
But
so,
Daddy.
Yeah.
I want a bathroom inside. No, actually, yeah. That's a legitimate grant.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, you don't. All right, Wonka, how much for a bathroom inside, Wonka? All right, Wonka.
Where's my duvet, Rob?
All right, Wonka, how much for a duvet, Wonka, Rob? It's for your duvet.
Yo, the mom doesn't even know about the duvet, does she?
No.
Yo, if the mom found out about the duvet,
yeah,
that's a wrap on the entire fucking engagement.
It is. And like, I hate these like rom-coms that's like a duvet or don't they, that I like, don't know what they're trying to talk about.
Stop. The algorithm hated that. But also loved it.
Paradox. Like, you know, you don't get to do it like that all the time. So Ashley and Manuel, whatever. They get in a big fight. The important part is they get in this crazy fight where he's like, fine, leave me. Take my friend in there, but I don't give a fuck. And then she's like, you know what? We just need to go fuck in the bathroom. And they go to the bathroom to fuck. And like, they are so not low about it. It's wild. Jonathan is poor dude. He had to be like, what the fuck? He's like, yo, this is kind of fucking weird.
Also, they're his ride to the airport.
Yeah.
He's like, I need to go. I don't have TSA pre, bitches. Can I fucking get out of here?
Hold on,
you're,
bro.
You're, like, killing me.
Hey, man. I ain't got TSA pre-check, man. You better fucking pump and dump, bro. This is not fucking... I'm serious. I can't miss my flight. I can't afford to buy my ticket, man.
Seriously.
What a fucking gross... It felt like in high school...
And you know you have to sit with that sex smell in the car with them?
You know, like... Because I had a friend like that, like, who, him and his girlfriend, they were fucking all the fucking time, okay? But, like, they were my ride to a lot of places. So, they would pick me up, and bro, I can't even tell you the times when you're like, you guys look like you, not even 30 seconds ago, just had an orgasm. Like, just fucking like... Whoa, hey, like, so, like, you ready to go to, like, the party? Like, you're like, what the fuck? It smells like pussy in here.
100% not classy at all.
No.
Also, you know, not gonna work out long term.
Anyway. So
I also like that he was like, I'm not sorry, by the way. He's like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
His friend's like, dude, say you're sorry.
No way.
Fuck her though.
No, not happening. So
all right, then they do the candle.
I like how, crystal. When they get back home, rather than dealing with the root fucking causes of their struggles, she's like, we just need to light some candles. Let me put my fucking rock hat on. So I got my rock hat on, and now we will have all everything. We just need to just clear the vibes, okay? We just clear all the energies out here. This is where I begin having problems with the woo, like the woo-woo shit. okay? Because I'm down for harnessing crystal energies and shit and all that. But, like, when people use it as an escape or, like, fucking cure-all for, like, rather than being,
that
like...
That was my very first Daily Zeitgeist thing that the very first time I went on, it was my overrated.
Really? Yeah. Because this is what so many people do. It's like people back in the day, you just used to fucking abuse Xanax. And that's what people would do. Oh, I'm so stressed out. I just need to take a fucking Xanax. And people, I knew so many people like that who just fucking went to outer space like that. And now, let me just put my rock hat on. And that's all it is. I do not need to be introspective. Solved I don't it. Need to find, I don't need to like discover any hard truths about myself. Come on now. But that rock hat, that one looks fucking sharp on the one side. No? Okay, good.
Nah.
Child safe?
When I told you about it, remember, I was like, it's actually fancier than Ashley's, and I did not get married.
Yeah. I mean, hers was two-tiered, you know, if we're going to be fair to that crown.
Okay, but did hers have fucking pearl detail and all this other sparkly shit in there? No, it fucking didn't.
That's more, yours is more of an art deco. Well, they're both types. Anyway, it's fine. I don't want to, I'm not going to.
But also, doesn't it make so much sense that I'm into her?
Of course it makes sense because you love.
But I mean,
anyone who's,
I'm a mother witch hoe.
It's all day for you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's also because I her. And
yeah.
Ultimately, I shallow and attracted to me.
Me. I want me. I want fuck me. So then they do. She meets up with her sister to do like a wedding dance choreography. And the bottom line here is when Ashley tells them about how her and Manuel fucked in the bathroom, the response was the normal one where everyone's like, ugh.
Ew.
Please say you're joking right now. She's like, we stood
she's
up.
Like, I just needed that COVID inside me.
Oh, my God.
Through my vagina.
Ooh. Just please. Yeah, that's... Nah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Anything else or should we move on?
That's it for them.
Nikki and Justin. I don't know, whatever.
Broken nail. She got a manicure. Goes to the nail tech. Classic example of, I hope you don't mind me using you for free therapy.
Right. But I'm about to dump a bunch of shit on you. I hope you don't mind. And also, I will do the thing that American people do. And I will also have a weird affect when I speak to you. So also, one other question.
Why the accent is my number one question every time.
One other question, comrade. Does this Moldovan man, they are controlling and make the women down here men, women here, men higher? Yes? I was like, what?
You understand better when I make accent word also.
What? whatever. Then they go on a fucking swan boat and talking about threesomes again.
Not her and the nail tech. That's
no,
what
no,
it
no.
Made, you made it sound like.
No, then her and Justin goes on a swan boat and you knew he was in
but
trouble.
She goes, yeah, she confirms that Moldovan men are like mostly controlling and it is that kind of a culture, whatever.
Right.
And then Nikki says, I have to break that side of him. And then I go, okay, well, so then you two fucking deserve each other, I guess. Like,
right.
Why do you say break?
Right, right.
Why
right.
Is there no like, you know what? Break each other, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Do
fucking
it.
Fucking honestly set each other on fire. I'm done. I'm
done. The fucking, the whole, the swan boat and then the post
swan
boat.
Swan Lake? You mean the Swan Lake?
Yeah, wow.
Date?
That, the way they talk, he's, I think maybe trying to just get her to break up with him now. Like, because now he's just like, he fully doesn't give a fuck. When he's like, oh, when they talk about threesomes again, she's like, okay, well, if you get to have a threesome with a woman, then I get to have one with another dude there. And he's like, oh, no way.
Nah.
She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, no, I'm not doing that because, you see, if I'm there, then I'm fucking another woman. But if you have another man there, then you are fucking another man. And she's like, wait, so what are you saying? He's like, well, I can fuck another woman, but you can't fuck another man in a threesome. And I was like, wow.
He's like, no, you don't understand. He's like, in a threesome, I fuck two women.
Yeah.
In your version, two men fuck you?
No.
I don't understand. Where am I getting the most out of this?
Am I like a in the corner jack off guy? Because I don't want to really do that. I'm not really here for like cuck stuff. So like, would I have to like kiss the guy or What are we talking
about? He is insane. Yeah. I don't think he's purposely trying to break it off because he introduced her to his mom.
Yeah.
And dad brought him into his house, changed his relationship status, told everyone he's with a trans woman. So,
yeah.
After all of that, I'm not exactly sure what the point would be
right.
to try to tank it.
Yeah. I think.
But he is just generally a very selfish, kind of shitty guy.
Yeah, 100%.
He's a think Nazi. So mask, I don't know.
Yeah, right. I'm like, oh, that's right. He's an. All right. Now, moving on. Clayton,
yeah.
Annalie, we pick up where we left off. She's crying in the bathroom. Okay. And he's trying to fucking, you know, get her out, just trying to be like, what's wrong? Like, oh, I'm sorry that I asked about your dad. She comes out of the bathroom and she's like, you don't respect my decisions. And if you don't like it, then we should just break up, which is that's a sign of someone who does not think things through. If there's like, we'll just break it now because
she's emotionally incredibly immature. And if first fight that we see them have is this.
Yeah.
She's like, let's just fucking kill it. When he just said, like, hey, can you not hide me if I'm going to be your husband from your parents?
Oh, like, okay. So you want my dad to be dead?
Yeah.
When he said.
That's what you fucking heard,
was
bitch?
That? I think that was the last episode, probably. Yes. But when he was like, yeah, I just worry, like, what happens? Like, your dad, like, passes away without still knowing that we're together? And she's like, so, hold on, motherfucker. I'm sorry. Did you just say you wish my dad dead? She's got that Rob. She has those Rob ears on.
Ears.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, basically what it boils down to is like, look, I used to be a hidden partner and I got cheated on and it sucked. And you being super low about us makes me uneasy. So she's like, fine, I guess I could post on Maine then if that'll make you fucking feel better. And like. She did, which makes you think, I'm like, then what's the deal with your dad? Like, I thought doing that would show your dad that you're together, or he's not on social media, so he wouldn't know anyway. Like, I was like, did that?
I think she thought that by the time the Instagram news would filter through the family to him, he'd already, like, have been talked to by
right.
Clayton.
The producers of TLC, right.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I also just thought, like, maybe she's just, like, given up because she's like, damn, I am going to marry this dude. I'm just going to have to bite the bullet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. So, I guess, you know, really have a moment of growth there because she finally posted on Maine and he lifts her up and takes her
hard
off.
Hard launch.
Dude, hard launch into cut
Rock
to
hard,
next
dog.
Morning hard fuck. Because they finally had sex after, I think he said, nearly 2 months or something.
He said 2 months.
Yeah.
And then he immediately made himself unfuckable for another 2 months by saying, oh, I'm so happy. Let me wag my tail. And he got up on the bed
and
wiggled his butt in only what I can describe as unfuckable.
Yeah.
And an unfuckable.
What he was doing was
manner.
Like white dad twerking. Oh, because you girls are twerking, huh? Oh,
please don't be cute for me. Please don't do it. Please don't be cute for me. I just became Ukrainian immediately. I was like, no.
Disgusting.
I was like, I'm sickened. Please.
This is disgusting.
And then I was like, I can see how people would be like, damn, he's just being goofy. Can't he be himself? And I'm like,
yeah,
no.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. No, like
not.
Wiggle that shit in the bathroom by yourself.
You don't want to be with a man, dog? Know? Dog man? Dog boy?
Like once, if I'm doing something that is so extremely unsexy, like,
yeah,
you need to tell me so that I do that on my own as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to destroy any idea.
Yeah.
Of us as sexually appealing to each other because I wanted to wag my tail after getting laid.
Can I get a biscuit? Okay, just shut
honestly,
up, Clayton.
He was about to bring her the fucking paper.
I thought also too, he also really killed the mood when they go for a bike ride and he's like, "Oh, you like San Diego?" She's like, "Yeah, it's really nice out here." He's like, "Yeah, you know, you know, moving out here is just isn't possible because there's no way I can afford to, you know, move us and my mother too with us out here. And she was like, dude, what? No, we can't have.
She actually said, what? She's going to live in another closet in San Diego?
Yeah. Ugh. No. So then they talk about their wedding. She wants something multicultural, you know, like something like a llama with a scarf on. You know what I mean? Multicultural. And that's pretty much it. And he's like, oh,
no,
shit.
The sister.
No. I'm saying for the wedding thing.
Oh, for the wedding idea. Yeah, that's it. That's all the culture she wanted.
Just like that. And a guinea pig, too, or something like that. And then he's like, oh, yeah, man, we need some help talking about weddings and stuff. Oh, you know who would be good to ask about a wedding? Brandy, who has had 3 failed marriages. Like, the way he said that, he's like, oh, my bad.
He said she's been married and divorced 3 times. Who has more experience than her?
He's like, oh, my bad. She probably stabbed him over that, knowing how volatile.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, she seemed.
But also, the way he asked her on that phone call. He didn't ask her. He fucking told her. And he was like, this is a privilege, bitch. Yeah. Like, here, you know, do this. And she's like, I have a life and shit.
Yeah.
I was already doing other stuff. Like, am I not your maid of honor or whatever?
Yeah. But also get me a llama right
and
now.
And a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And a blah, blah, blah. She's like,
yeah.
I barely like your fucking fiance. Like, we just got over that.
Right.
You know, like, now I'm just, this is my full-time job.
She's like, no. And clicked on him. And he's like, huh,
and
I wonder what happened.
And then they didn't get it in a way that I thought was insane, too. They're like, oh, maybe it was a bad signal. Let me call her back.
I think he's probably, he knows what it was. And then he's just misrepresenting it to Anna Lee, where he's like, all right, so I tried it with my sister, basically, right there. And if you understood what I said, you probably would have been smacking me, telling me to shut the fuck up and to respect my sister. But anyway, but Annalise, she's like, yo, make sure you got the bachelor party with the strippers. You know what I mean? The bachelorette with the strippers.
Stripper.
That shit looks wild. Didn't they show like a fucking a clip of it earlier? I was like, wait, well, whose bachelorette party is this?
I love a tasty taste.
Yo, they were flat. Man, she was getting hit with the tusk. You know what I mean? So you better watch out, Clayton, because I hope you're okay. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Sam and Citra.
Dude, the truth is out there.
Yo,
okay?
I'm sorry, Brian. I love you. You're growing on me. I know we're probably going to find out something that you're repugnant, probably, but in these precious moments that we have where I can pretend.
Let's treasure them.
That I know who you might be just through these very small, selected, edited clips. I think it's just so funny. She comes out. He's watering the lawn. And Citra, she's like, hey, why are you watering, Dad? What you watering? He goes, all right, so, well, you know, a while back, something was walking on our roof. And then we
heavy
steps. Very heavy footed. And we came out the next morning.
What else?
Yeah. The next morning, this patch of grass was all fucked up. So I'm trying to get this shit right. So you know what fucking time it is, Citra. You know what I'm doing out here. But he doesn't talk like that. He's just like, well, yeah. And so just maybe, maybe it wasn't an alien. I don't know. Like, he's so willing to be like, it is. And he's like, also, could be a total waste of time.
He's like, I don't want to jump to any conclusions.
Right.
It has alien vibes. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, but, you know, I don't know.
Definitely.
The jury's
AB.
Still out.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it and I was like, it just looks like an animal peed there.
I know.
That's what it looks like when
a
munch
bunch.
Peas in a circular pattern on the lawn.
It looks like maybe.
The grass dies immediately and the pattern of the pee will be what's there.
Looks like you got a female canine doing their urinations here.
Yeah.
That's what this looks
you
like.
You solved
here.
A crime.
That's what it looks like to me. Now, let me. Yep. Or it could be Bigfoot. Yeah, could be.
Yep, that's it.
Yep, hold on.
Nope.
Let me smoke it too.
No,
I got to smoke
male
it too.
That's canine.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Mayo.
That's mayo.
No, that's him tasting the pee.
That's mayo.
That's mayo. Clayton's been here.
Yeah. And
with his kisses.
I like how, like, he's like, I don't know, it could be aliens or whatever. She's like, oh, well, you know, maybe if it did, at least your dad would make your dad happy. I like how she saw, like, when he was bringing up, or when Sam was bringing up, it's like, I don't know, maybe aliens or whatever. She's like, oh, good for your dad. Like, I like that for him. She's just very, like, encouraging, even though he's just, like, being like, yeah, I hope, I mean, your dad liked that weird shit. I hope he gets his jollies with all that.
Yeah, because she's, like, trying to, she's like, I don't know, is it Bigfoot?
Yeah.
She's, like, trying to encourage the dad. She's like, get, you know, okay, let your imagination run wild, you know.
Yeah, fucking with him like that. Like, she's like, okay, Brian, I see you looking for the aliens. Okay. They're not safe from you. I know that. I know that. Okay, Brian. You are so funny, Brian. Brian, we see you.
She literally is just gassing him up. We so see hard you, Brian.
Keeping the neighborhood safe. Thank you so much, Brian. I owe you a spicy asshole destroying dish from Indonesia. I owe you that, honey. We see you. We see you. The truth is out there, baby. I know. I know. And you are the truth, honey. Exactly. Exactly. Don't ever stop, Brian. Don't ever stop. Don't ever quit. You're too legit to quit.
I loved it. It was hilarious and adorable. And
yeah,
I think that it's amazing that he actually said the X-Files out loud.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Miles and the K-1s are going to flip out. He actually said X-Files.
We get it. Because it's true.
He said the truth is
it's fucking out there.
He said it. And then he says, please don't encourage my dad.
I know.
Like, you don't know what you're doing. Like,
I know that's
you're about
maybe
to wake up with a tinfoil hat on. And she's like, why? I love him.
That's maybe the where it gets dark or something. He's like, you don't understand, man. Like, he, no. So then they go out for, like, he wants to have, like, a last night out kind of thing before he converts. And
all the forbidden shit.
I like how she's like, oh, so cool. So you took me to a bar in the middle of nowhere to celebrate? Just like, yo, I love it. Just cutting every time. And she said, I want to try alcohol, you know, like for the, you know, just once to see what it's like. So I guess that was her first and last time. And she's like, don't tell my dad or whatever, even though this is on a television show on fucking Wax. So I hope your dad is so old school with it that, like, he's one of those parents who's like, you have to literally sit them down and make sure their eyes are looking at the screen for them to see the shit that you do. Or if they're just like, tell me about it. It was okay. Oh, that's all I like to hear. Good for you. All right. I'm going to go do my weird niche hobby now, like being a cop. And he's like,
being a cop.
He's like, what else can't I do when I'm Muslim? And she's like, oh my God, drinking, dude. No pork. That's about it. And we see a lot. So next thing we see is he meets up with his dad and his brother. And his dad, naturally, is a bit dubious about this conversion. He's like, I don't think he gets it. Like, that's the thing with, like, religion. Like, you got to, like, be down for all that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't fuck around and be religious. Like, it just doesn't work like that. And he's like, and then he's like also kind of really, he's like telling Citra, he's like, hey, I also want to be able to like holler at your dad in Indonesian when I meet them.
I thought that was so cute.
Yeah. He just seems like a sweet guy. Again, in for all we know, like, I hate right that we now, always have to put this caveat on there.
Asterisk.
Exactly. So, but now it's time to find a mosque because that was one of the big things that her dad really wanted to make sure that he was doing, like, to, because, like, I'm not coming out there unless you have this whole thing squared away. And they pull up and he's so out of place. Like, it's just like, even the people that are at the mosque are like, is this dude for real? Like, he's really trying to convert. He seems so not with it. And he's like, oh, they're like, oh yeah, assalamu alaikum. And he's like, oh, that's salam. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yep, he could not understand the saying it back opposite.
No.
They're like, salam alaikum. And he's like, salam alaikum. They're like, okay, it's like, alaikum salam back. And he's like, cool. They're like, salam alaikum. He's like, salam alaikum.
No.
He's, they're like,
wa alaikum salam. Okay, you know what? Yeah, whatever. Why don't you sit down, man? Why don't you sit down, bro? You have a really interesting look to you, brother. Let me talk to you. Let me holler at you.
They're like, at least you're not celebrating Yom Kippur out here, are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My God. He would be like, are you fucking with me? They would be like, are you fucking with me right now? Oh, y'all don't celebrate Yom Kippur up in here? Okay, you know what? I don't. Do you understand where you are, what religion this is? And yeah, it sounds like they they're, you know, they're like, hey, man, once you enter, like, this is all about the beliefs that you'll have. And he's like, yep, okay, cool, 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 cool. Like, he's applying for a job at Foot Locker. Like, not even. That's why I was just like, this is so offensive. Like, you are so.
My greatest strength, I guess, I would have to say is how I have an undying curiosity about Islam. I have not, you know, quenched at all by looking into it. I mean, I'm thirsty for the knowledge in that I know nothing and I don't know anything.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I mean, the other thing I like to say is like, I know this is experience is really important to you. I do have about 16 years prayer experience, but that was on Christian. I have not doing it Muslim. So, but I have 16 years on Christian doing prayer shifts. But I think a lot of that's translatable, just like closing your eyes, right? And bowing your head and whispering.
I feel like the skills will kind of probably apply across the board.
Yeah.
From Christian to Islam. Like, you guys also love the cross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's right there. That's a big one. To Easter, you know.
I'm sorry, you said the cross.
We all got that in
common.
Okay,
never mind. Okay, you know what, sir? So we'll thank you so much for coming, brother. And we will talk to you soon.
Hey, we all agree there's a bunch of prophets, right? Not just one. Like Jesus, you know, Elijah.
Let's
like
just stop
whoever,
there.
Right?
Hey, hold on. How come y'all never wonder what Muhammad looked like? Let me draw a picture of what I would like to see. What
yeah,
I believe.
Exactly. He just takes out an album. He's like, actually, I've been working on a little something.
I got this flip book. You know what I thought would be really cool? If Muhammad was breakdancing with Jesus in a dance battle. So look at this. This is the first one they're
and
doing.
And here they're
rock.
Toasting beers, yeah. Right? And in the back, you can see there's strippers.
Strippers made of bacon. Like,
yeah. Yeah, they're in the sky, you know, in heaven.
Holy
partying.
Shit, dude. 100%. Okay. So the family finally gets there. And Citra's like, don't tell my dad fucking shit, you fucking weak chin motherfucker. I'm fucking serious. Don't say nothing about your fucking diversion papers. And he's like, yeah.
Yo, the fucking sisters were mean as fuck, apparently, about his looks all the time.
So they
call
him
Popeye. How do they even know who the fuck that is? That's like an old school reference.
Popeye, like, that's just one of those old art cartoons that, like, they're out there. People know they don't about Popeye in Japan, too. You know what I mean?
They don't know about we didn't know about Popeye growing up.
Well,
in Ukraine and so.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have lost World War II.
We lost it.
Or I'm saying maybe you should have lost it. I mean, have you seen?
I'm like, yeah, we lost 9 million people, but
well,
we
you actually
won.
Did win the war, but don't they won't tell you that in America.
Did sort of win.
That's why you don't have Popeye, because you weren't subjugated to American everything. But hey, look. The people who should have lost probably should have lost. Let's be real. So looking at these people, they call him Popeye. He's really affected by it. He's like, they're like really fucking mean about it. And I was like, oh, you learning that love language called just calling out your fucking appearance? I know. They love you. They love you.
He just kept being like, they're such bitches, such assholes. I love them. I love them. God, they're such fucking bitches.
They said I have the fucking... the chin of a cartoon bird. I don't even know what that meant. The other sister said I looked like a daguerreotype photo from the Ken Burns Civil War documentary.
I'm like, that's so specific. I don't even know how to spell daguerreotype to like look it up. So like it was a real own, I think.
I just found it out.
I'm not sure.
I went to a weird website called The Ghetto Hype and it was nothing like, I don't think it was anything to do with what they were talking about. So I'm very confused. I'm very confused.
It's your second pun that has made me cringe laugh.
I gotta go, y'all. The duvet or duvet.
Oh.
That was so stupid. Anyway, so, they call him Bob. refrain from saying it, talking about his face. You know?
You notice that I also did it?
Yeah, it wasn't until now, and I was in my mind.
Who's an angel in heaven?
We're terrible people. It's not me. Yo, I'm down here. But hey, I got a union gig though.
I'm down
got
here.
Got a union
you
gig.
Up.
Got a union gig though. Got a union gig. You know what I mean? The irony.
Driving the Nazi train with fucking Justin.
It's a living. So they go pick up her sister, and I like how Citra's like, girl, you shit yet? Citra loves making sure that people are normal or regular with their bowel movements.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, if she needs a job in America, I feel like a colonic clinic would be like a perfect match.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone make less small talk before getting to the shit.
Oh, yeah, literally. Absolutely.
Like, literally.
And then they finally meet her dad, and he seems very sweet, like if you're Muslim. Or you're about to convert and maybe don't have like about to go to jail or not or whatever. And he's like, hey man, you like in Islam? It's kind of like what he's asking. I'm like, yeah, yeah. I think it's pretty cool. Like, I just believe that they will be deliver me from evil. And thou art is the kingdom and the power and the glory, basically. And her dad's like, oh my God, I love to hear that, man. Alhamdulillah.
He's like, the answer's amazing. And then they like cut to Sam, and he's like, I didn't hear anything he said. I was blacked out
from the panic.
Because I knew I had to tell him about my possible jail situation.
Oh my God.
And then they cut to him, and he's like, just frozen.
Just smiling.
In this like,
Like
one of those birds that just keeps like, you know, drinking.
Yeah.
From water, but it's not.
Yeah, like when Homer had to do his job and for away from the computer. Yeah, I get it. And like I said, that's when he was trying to gain all that weight and wear a muumuu and stuff so he could work from home. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Nick said, "Here
I am using my legs like a sucker."
There, exactly. To order a specialized dialing wand, please mash the keypad now. So they, there's that one part where he does say Alhamdulillah to him, and he's like, Alhambra. I was like, okay, all right, Sam, whatever. You're trying to do your thing.
He's like, La Siena, could you too?
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'll just the Buena Vista Social Club. So we'll see, man. I'll see you in the mosque, bro. I'll see you out there, man.
He's like, Chipotle to you too.
Yeah, like, sir, really? He's like, I'm sorry, man. I'm panicked, dude.
He's like, I'm falling apart Mazda. Dude.
I'm just trying to fuck it. All right. So Gino and Jasmine, our last couple before we wrap this thing up. He's got a surprise for I got a surprise for you, baby. They go. He set up a romantic.
I am Romeo Bonito.
I am a Romeo Bonito.
Bonito.
Boner. Quesarito.
On my way to Orto Porto.
Going to the Orto Porto to have sex with Tuculo. Wee. So.
I can't wait to eat Jasmine's vagina.
Oh, well. He couldn't even try to speak Spanish there. No, I'm so excited.
Vagina.
Vagina, I mean.
That's how you say it.
I meant vagina. Weena. My weena goes in her vagina. Wee. What is wrong? I gotta go. This is too much for me. So he's got a romantic rooftop dinner. She's actually caught off guard because apparently the only surprises that he leaves her
are in the toilet.
That's all they fucking talk about is his shits now.
I know who'd love to hear about that. That is someone named Citra.
Yeah. Oh my
Give her
God.
A call.
She's like, hold on. Yeah. Are you doing good? Okay. How was it after you had those bowling alley nachos and poo poo platter? How was that?
Did they have to close that fucking bowling alley down?
It's condemned. It's actually condemned. It's not fit for any kind of human occupancy of any kind, temporary or otherwise. So, yeah, it was pretty good, though. I think the chili, I think, could have been better. I think it was a little salty. I think it was, like, old. But doesn't matter. Anyway.
Damn it.
The janitor died from my doo-doo. I'm sorry. He was muerte from my butt day. Okay. Wee.
I love when you get punchy. It's so funny.
I can't help it.
Okay. The next part is basically her being so charmed by the dinner and the rose petals that she says one of the most romantic things that a person can hear, which is that, I know this is real love because normally I like hot people who are rich and you're ugly and poor.
Yeah. And he's in tears. So
that's how I know it's real. When he starts crying, I thought he was crying because she insulted him.
Yeah.
And instead he just proposed to her again.
Yeah. You know what I want to do, honey? Will you incarcerate me? Incarcerate me, please, por favor. Well, okay, we'll see. I mean, it's so funny because you're like, they have all this moment and the narration, and she's like, oh my God, like, this is so, I completely understand him. I feel so bad. I should be more grateful. He's like, I'm so hopeful that she'll, like, she wants to be with my family and she understands how much I've been hurting. And like, it's a new us. I can't believe it. I got you this better ring. And the whole time I'm like, aw, when are you going to tell him about the co-signer of your literal ass? Like, that was all I kept thinking. I'm like, this
turns
none of this
out
is-
as soon as she's got the diamond, that's when she tells them. As soon as she hears the words, it's a real diamond this time and not a piece of shit ring as you had called it earlier.
Oh shit, so I guess I fucking owe him now. Ugh. That sucks that I'm half a decent person, because I mean, I think any piece of shit would have just been like, they don't gotta know. You know what mama don't know won't hurt her. But she's really like, just with me being starting over and me being the new me.
He's a half decent person because he owns half that ass.
For real. And so she fucking tells Gino that Dane was the one who funded it. And she was like,
co-owner.
But here's the thing, Gino, it's perfect because he said, I don't have to pay it back because it's a wedding gift. Isn't that sweet?
So it's actually for you, and it's like pretty rude. You haven't even sent him a thank you note because this was a wedding gift. And honestly, is he gonna fuck me in the ass? No, you're gonna fuck me in the ass. I love how she turned it around. This was epic.
She kept, yeah.
What an epic piece of trash.
What an Basura. Epic. Yeah, honestly. It's only going to get worse. It's like
Musar.
At a time when I thought maybe I never thought they'd turn the corner, but Jesus, just get them off. Honestly. Like,
also, how many times can we like see you propose and give her a ring and then her throw the ring out and then you keep doing it? I feel like I'm fucking having flashbacks, like acid flashbacks.
Right,
from
right.
This. All right. We're done.
We are. We're done. And guess what? It was fun. Thank you so much for joining us on 420 Day Fiance. We'll be back next week. Check out the stream, twitch.tv/420dayfiance, patreon.com/420dayfiance, 420 Day at 420 Day Fiance on the social media, at Miles of Gray, at the Sophia SOFIYA. Find us at all those places. And yeah, you know, just we will be back. It's not one of those do they or don't they situations. We do they, babe. We do, babe. We do love to do the stream and the podcast as well, love. So it is a
do. Are you saying we won't quilt the show?
No, we won't quilt the show. Fuck.
You duvet or don't
they?
Like 5 times me this time. So, I love you.
Yeah, who's like the Oklahoma City bomber? Timothy McVeigh. Will they? I gotta go. I'm so sorry. God bless you. We'll be back later. You. Bye. Love you. Bye.
420 Day Fiance.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.